Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So Mitch McConnell froze up like a McDonald's ice cream machine again.
What are your thoughts on running for re-election in 2026?
What did I say?
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
It's not even funny. It's geriatric theater. I mean, this is kind of sad at this point. Why are you still there? Not to mention the arrogance of just staying there, even though you know you can't even function properly. Yeah, you've got your staffers and your proxies, but you should also have a pulse, Mr. Turtle. And this is an issue on both sides of the aisle. Look at Dianne Feinstein. These people need hospice care. I'm not even exaggerating. I wouldn't trust these people to go to the grocery store alone, let alone mind a position of leadership in Washington. Holy crap. This is a serious issue. Do I have to remind you of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Seems to a lot of us that Roe v. Wade might not have been revoked if she would have simply stepped aside to spend more time with her family. Her seat wouldn't have been filled by a Republican appointment. Was it worth it? Is it so glamorous to be a senator or to sit on the Supreme Court? Yeah, it's got some prestige, but these people are supposed to be public servants. But our leaders need to be served Jell-O in a nursing home, because that's where it's at. Eventually, Grandpa can't live by himself anymore, and somebody's got to make the call and take their keys away. It's the grown-up thing to do, but nobody seems to be doing it. Some dude was arrested for making a joke, a COVID joke. A dumb joke. A distasteful joke. Thankfully, the courts have ruled not an illegal joke. He made some stupid comment on some stupid social media platform. He made some stupid joke about cops shooting people that had COVID. I bet all of 12 people saw it and forgot all about it. A few hours later, he was raided by a SWAT team, arrested, and charged with domestic terrorism. Sounds like they just handed the guy a lawsuit on a silver platter. A Colorado middle schooler was kicked out of school for a Don't Tread on Me patch. That's the yellow one with the snake. Oh, the teacher said it was racist. Oh, God. Yeah, everything's racist now that you're in the future. It's not racist. It's from the Revolutionary War, and a lot of good old boys like to sport it because it says F you to the government. That's what it means. But these poor kids, man. Can they have flags or not? Can we at least agree on that? I don't care if you have pride flags or Don't Tread on Me flags or Trump flags or ISIS flags. If you're going to allow flags, you got to allow all flags.
But what about a swastika flag?
Well, if you bring a swastika flag to school, well, I don't want to weigh in on this. No, you can't bring a swastika or an ISIS flag to school. Is that where we draw the line? They say there is a very small group of people in America that are eating all of the beef. It's kind of disgusting. They say half of all the beef consumed in the United States is eaten by just 12% of the population. These must be the people that get those like double and triple and quadruple stacked burgers. Who the hell could eat something that? Oh, we got to talk about something called the meat to bun ratio here. There's nothing more disgusting than eating one of these bearded hipster restaurant type burgers that are 4 inches thick. It's ridiculous. If all I get is a mouthful of meat and I can't taste anything else on the burger, it's like, what the hell is the point? If I wanted to eat meatloaf, I'd just have meatloaf. I wanted to have a burger because it's got a bunch of stuff on it. And when you go messing with the ratio of meat to bun, you got a big winner or loser on your plate. Here on this program, we say to heck with thick patties. They're disgusting. And it's not how people were intended to eat a bacon cheeseburger. It's got to have equal but opposite proportions, stacked in a specific order to ensure consistency, a desirable texture, and an appetizing appearance that looks like something other than a big, sweaty, flabby piece of flesh. Why do you think they put lettuce, tomatoes, and onions, and ketchup, and mustard on top of a bun with cheese and bacon? It's because the patty doesn't taste that great. Most times in America, you're just eating a frozen plank. Let's check today's top headlines from Newsweek.com. Yeah. President Joe Biden wants to increase salaries of millions of Americans. Sounds like one of those lofty election year promises, if I wasn't mistaken. Who knows what that guy's talking about anymore? Just give him a blanket and some tapioca. He'll pass out in 5 minutes. And tears as a rescue bull used for breeding his entire life realizes that he's finally free as they let him outside and he jumps around. It's really cute. Cute enough to make you wonder why we eat these animals sometimes.
Oh, I know it's not the manly thing to do to sit around and eat beef all day and give me some pork and blah, blah.
Well, nobody was eating this guy because he was a breeding bull. So kind of a different scenario, I guess. For Newsweek Radio, I'm Jesse Edwards.